USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin.
President Trump preps for his meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The president making that comment during a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations.
Then in Scotland, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday, the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
This was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses. I've been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
It was some semi-automatic weapon. He also had some magazines on him.
Protests after new violence on the south side of Chicago. Chicago Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says officers walking the beat see a guy who they believe has a gun. When they approach to question him, it appears the man reaches for a weapon and they open fire in self-defense, killing him.
He became combative, flailing away. He broke free from the officers and what they thought he appeared to be reaching for a weapon, which he did have a weapon on him. And officers tragically shot this man.
The man indeed had a weapon on him.
Police department gets no joy in these type of incidents. Police don't go out to these type of incidents. That's not something that they plan to do. It's just a tragic incident all the way around.
A few officers injured during the demonstration and several protesters arrested.
Some officers were injured.
How many?
Approximately three or four.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To politics now overseas, where British Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK might have to exit Brexit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
British Prime Minister Theresa May now telling her party there might not be a Brexit if they don't back her plan to maintain a close relationship with the European Union. The UK is supposed to leave the EU next March, but there's still no deal with the EU in place over the financial relationship between the two after the break. And that's led some hardliners to call for a Brexit without a deal, something that could have repercussions for financial markets and international trade. May gave her warning in a Facebook post on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A quick-thinking clerk in California helped save a woman from kidnappers. More now on this crime story from USA's Rick Vincent.
A woman entered a Waterford, California gas station and told the clerk she'd been kidnapped by some men waiting for her outside while she used the bathroom. The clerk gave her a cell phone and locked her in the bathroom. County Sheriff's deputies arrived minutes later and arrested four suspects.
The victim had, in fact, tried to reach out to several people during the whole ordeal. Nobody was willing or able to help her. So the quick thinking of the clerk at the convenience store really helped for us to bring this case to a head and get these suspects into custody.
The woman had been kidnapped from Fresno, about 90 miles away. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA.